India's remarkable transformation. In the last 25 years, India has undergone remarkable changes. In the 1980s, its economy was tightly controlled by the government, limiting trade and international connections. Media and telecommunications were basic. There was only one TV channel available before 1991, and getting a landline phone could take years. Today, the scenario is vastly different. Indians have access to a plethora of TV channels in various languages, and over a billion people own mobile phones with internet access. Even a farmer in a remote village can check commodity prices and cricket scores instantly. This surge in media availability has paralleled the rise of India's globally recognized tech industry. India's transformation offers valuable lessons. It underscores the power of opening up economies and accepting technological advancements. For students, it's crucial to understand how policy shifts can dramatically alter a country's trajectory. Exploring India's journey can inspire active engagement with economic and technological trends, encouraging proactive participation in shaping the future. India's rapid transformation. India has undergone remarkable transformation since the early 1990s. From being a recipient of international aid, it has emerged as a significant donor, with achievements like successful space missions to the Moon and Mars. But the next 25 years could bring even more dramatic changes. India is set to surpass China as the world's largest population and workforce by 2022. Its youthful median age of less than 30 puts it ahead of aging populations in Japan, Western Europe, and China, with a rapidly growing middle class expected to reach 600 million by 2025. India's economy is on track to skyrocket from $2 billion in 2016 to $10 billion in 2040. This trajectory could propel India to become the world's third largest economy. India's military prowess is also on the rise. With 1.4 million active duty soldiers and 1.5 million reserve troops, it is poised to become the world's third largest military force. Its naval capabilities, including patrols in the Indian Ocean, are extending India's global reach. These developments provide significant backing for India's ambitions of securing a more prominent position on the world stage. India's poverty paradox. India's growth on the global stage is impressive, but it masks a stark reality. Poverty still grips a vast portion of our population. Out of 1.3 billion people, over a billion live in poverty. Even when we set a modest standard for what constitutes middle-class income, just $10 a day, only around 270 million Indians meet that mark. Shockingly, about 262 million Indians struggle to survive on less than $1.90 a day, according to the World Bank's Extreme Poverty Guideline. Adding to this challenge is the yearly influx of 10 to 12 million new job seekers, overwhelming the labor market's capacity to absorb them. While the tech sector, a beacon of India's economic growth, contributes significantly to the GDP, it employs only a fraction of the population compared to labor-intensive industries like textiles. For instance, despite employing just 3.7 million workers, the tech sector accounts for 9.3% of India's GDP. On the other hand, the textiles sector, employing a staggering 45 million workers, makes up only 2% of the GDP. Agriculture, sustaining half of India's population, remains a critical sector, despite its diminishing contribution to the economy. It's evident that the correlation between employment and economic sectors isn't always straightforward. Tackling poverty and creating jobs is tough, but dealing with religious tensions is even more critical. These tensions fuel conflicts between Pakistan, a Muslim country, and India, a secular nation. They also spark trouble within India itself. Back in 2015, Hindu extremists ramped up attacks on Muslims they suspected of dealing with cows, which are sacred in Hinduism. Then, in 2017, self-proclaimed cow protection groups beat and sometimes killed people who they believed went against Hindu traditions. India's manufacturing potential. The Indian government is on a mission to harness the power of factories, aiming to provide millions of job opportunities and boost the country's economy. Back in 2011, India laid out ambitious plans to increase the manufacturing sector's contribution to GDP from 18% to 25%, with a goal of generating 100 million factory jobs. However, several challenges stand in the way of achieving this vision. One major hurdle is transportation infrastructure. India's roads are frequently congested, and its ports operate below efficiency standards. Moreover, acquiring land for manufacturing facilities is complicated due to stringent land laws. These obstacles have led to India consistently ranking poorly in the World Bank's Doing Business Index, placing it among the bottom-performing nations globally. India faces a unique challenge in its quest for economic growth. While China thrived on manufacturing and trade early on, India may have missed its chance. The emergence of 3D printing is reshaping manufacturing, and India might not be able to rely on labor-intensive factories as its primary path to development. Harvard economist Danny Roderick warns of premature deindustrialization, where a country's manufacturing sector loses steam before its economy fully prospers. This poses a significant hurdle for India's development strategy. India's thriving auto industry. India's manufacturing sector is gaining momentum, particularly in the automotive industry. With impressive growth projections, the Society of Indian Automotive Manufacturers anticipates the creation of 65 million new jobs over the next decade. Notably, India accounted for nearly one-third of global small car sales in 2015. During the first half of 2016, India surpassed South Korea in car production, despite the latter experiencing delays due to a worker strike at Hyundai. These developments underscore India's rising prominence in the global automotive market and present opportunities for growth and employment within the country. Gujarat, a pivotal hub in India's automotive sector, hosts leading companies like Hyundai, Tata, and Ford, alongside numerous suppliers. Unlike the factories of the past, today's Indian auto plants prioritize modernity and safety, resembling their counterparts in Michigan. Despite the current dominance of motorcycles and scooters on Indian roads, there's a growing optimism among automakers. They foresee a surge in demand for vehicles driven by India's expanding middle class. Ford India, foreseeing this trend, established a plant in Gujarat in 2015, anticipating a spike in car purchases. The company projects a significant increase, with passenger vehicle sales expected to leap from 1.1 million in 2014 to 1.8 million by 2018. This indicates a ripe opportunity for investment and expansion in India's thriving auto market. Develop the tech revolution. In 2010, Larry Summers, then director of the National Economic Council under U.S. President Barack Obama, foresaw a transformative shift in India. He predicted that by 2040, India, as the first developing nation to fully embrace the knowledge economy, would witness a burgeoning middle class of over a billion people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi actively champions this vision, leveraging visits to tech giants like Facebook and Tesla in Silicon Valley to attract investments to India. Each foreign trip he undertakes becomes an opportunity to showcase India's potential for tech-driven growth and invite global investors to participate in its burgeoning tech sector. As Prime Minister Modi champions India's business-friendly environment to the world, the nation grapples with its socialist legacy. While once suspicious of profit-driven enterprises, Indians now aspire for MBAs, recognizing their value. Yet, bureaucratic hurdles persist, along with wariness towards foreign investment. Notably, Modi's efforts to reform labor laws and land ownership stalled, hindering progress. Indian labor regulations mandate government approval for companies with over 100 employees to cease operations, even if insolvent. This discourages job creation and keeps much employment in the informal sector. Consequently, India lags behind Bangladesh in garment exports. Although some easing occurred in 2016 for the textile industry, challenges persist. India's strategic partnership with the United States. India's economic liberalization and democratic stability caught the attention of Washington. Former President George W. Bush recognized India as a counterbalance to China's growing influence. This alliance deepened during Barack Obama's presidency, especially as China became more assertive militarily. Trade between India and the United States has surged, with American companies drawn to India's large labor pool. Additionally, Indian companies have employed over 52,000 Americans as of 2015. Despite these ties, a 2010 survey revealed that only 18% of Americans considered India as very important to the United States, significantly lower than the 54% who saw China as crucial. Surprisingly, even Pakistan ranked higher, with 19% seeing it as a priority. India's evolving relationships with democratic capitalist nations resemble the alliances the U.S. holds with Japan and Europe. However, India's stance differs significantly. Unlike other U.S. allies, India seeks equal, not subordinate, status in any foreign partnership. While European nations rely on the U.S. for defense, India prioritizes self-reliance in security matters, particularly with Pakistan's nuclear threat looming. India's foreign policy independence is evident in its divergence from U.S. positions on certain contentious issues. For instance, India remained silent on Russia's Crimea invasion and maintained relations with Iran despite reducing oil and gas purchases. Moreover, India harbors suspicions about the U.S.'s relationship with Pakistan, fearing that U.S. arms might be turned against them. The H-1B visa program. India's relationship with the H-1B visa program in the United States showcases a complex dynamic of opportunities and challenges. These visas, aimed at skilled workers, have seen a significant influx of Indian applicants in recent years, comprising almost 70% of recipients in 2014. While this might appear as a positive sign of acceptance by the U.S., Indians hold a different viewpoint due to the escalating visa expenses. That in 2015, when Congress renewed the legislation and escalated visa fees, it triggered a response from the Indian government. Feeling the financial strain, they filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization against the United States. This action reflects the nuanced nature of India's engagement with American policies, highlighting the importance of understanding both sides of the coin when it comes to international relations. A path to strategic growth. Trade between the United States and India has surged significantly over the past few decades, rising from $16 billion in 1999 to an impressive $114 billion in 2016. However, despite this growth, U.S.-China trade still remains dominant. The magnitude of American trade with India is comparable to that of trade between the United States and France, a country with a population of just 66 million. Strengthening economic and geopolitical relations with India could greatly benefit Washington strategically. To enhance ties with New Delhi, Washington could explore various avenues. Promoting Indian membership in global economic organizations. Encouraging India's participation in key global economic groups like the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, the OECD, and the International Energy Agency can lead to significant benefits. The world can empower India to play a more active role in shaping international standards. A path to $500 billion. The United States and India are aiming to boost their trade to $500 billion, nearly five times its current level. To reach this ambitious target, both nations need to forge stronger economic connections. While a comprehensive free trade agreement might not be feasible right away, a bilateral investment treaty presents a practical option. Revamping U.S.-Pakistan relations. The current U.S.-Pakistan alliance primarily revolves around military goals, often stirring tensions with India. To develop productive change, the United States should actively urge Pakistan to clamp down on terrorist outfits operating within its borders. U.S.-Pakistan relationship from one predominantly influenced by the military to a scenario where civilian authorities hold away. Addressing America's domestic challenges. As the world's top two democracies, the United States and India share a bond. However, Indians often perceive the U.S. as overly involved in other countries' democratic affairs. America must couple its efforts to reform abroad with a frank acknowledgement of its own internal issues, such as those within the criminal justice system. Strengthening U.S.-India relations. While the United States often talks with its closest allies, there's room for improvement in its relationship with India. Unlike some other allies, the U.S. and India don't talk to each other regularly. To strengthen their bond, it's vital for them to prioritize regular conversations. Promote Indian studies in the United States. American understanding of Indian culture and language is quite limited. In the 2014-15 school year, only 4,438 U.S. students chose to visit India, while significantly more opted for Ireland or Costa Rica. Surprisingly, 7 times as many Americans study Russian compared to all Indian languages combined. To boost Americans' knowledge of India, the White House and Congress should allocate new funding for Indian studies. Key points. 1. India's transformation showcases the power of openness and technology, urging proactive engagement for the future. 2. Despite progress, India grapples with persistent poverty and the need for job creation. 3. India aims to modernize manufacturing while navigating global trade challenges. 4. Strategic partnerships with the U.S. offer mutual economic growth and geopolitical cooperation. 5. India's foreign policy emphasizes self-reliance and security, fostering equal partnerships. 6. Understanding programs like the H-1B visa is vital for international relations. 7. Strengthening U.S.-India relations through dialogue and education develop deeper ties.